You're listening to the Influencer Podcast, episode number 102. Let's dive in. So a lot of emerging influencers and entrepreneurs come to me and say things like, Julie, I just can't beat the algorithm, or I keep pitching brands but can't seem to land any deals. And I get it. These things can be super annoying, but playing the blame game will not get you anywhere. So here's the truth. Those limiting beliefs are what's holding you back, not the algorithm or the brand or any kind of other external factor, right? While you always can't control external circumstances, you are not powerless to your own feelings and reactions to situations. You, my friend, are a creative human being with the power to shift your mindset and create solutions to anything life throws your way. This is exactly what self-love coach Paul Fishman did. For the first 25 years of his life, Paul let fear hold him back and pushed his own happiness aside in favor of pleasing others. When he finally set boundaries and took ownership of his own life, he quickly stepped into his true purpose. Now Paul serves as an advocate for all people who need support, honoring, and loving themselves. Today, Paul joins me to talk about ownership of your life, showing up fully, and cultivating self-love, and how he does all of this on social media, and why these things are so important to building the business and life that you really want. Let's get to it. So Kate W. Jones, you are our reviewer of the week. Kate says, Julie has the most insightful and helpful podcast, and as someone who works with influencers, I find this podcast extremely helpful. Thanks, Kate. I love to hear from kind of the brand side of things and of people, if you will, at times, because I think that a lot of times we mostly focus on the influencer side. So knowing that the brands are listening, they're getting feedback as well, is awesome. So thanks for sharing. So guys, I want to hear from more of you who listen in each week. You know the drill. All you gotta do is go to iTunes, give us a rating and review, and then I'll highlight that review in an upcoming episode. Make sure to listen to today's episode and then head over to Instagram, screenshot this episode, tag me at Joel Solomon and our guest today at Paul Fishman, and hashtag the Influencer Podcast, because we want to know what you think about this fun episode today. Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon, a marketing strategist, brand building expert, speaker, and New York Times bestselling publicist. This is where I take you behind the scenes with today's top influencers, industry insiders, and entrepreneurs as they share step-by-step strategies to help you turn your online dreams into a purposeful and profitable business. Hi, Paul. It's so amazing to have you here with us today.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much, Julie.
Of course. So I just want to dive into the nitty-gritty. I know that you are all about self-love and, you know, sharing love, you have to love yourself first. There's so much goodness here that we're going to dive into today, but I would love if you could kind of bring it back to maybe a time that you didn't love yourself and how that all came to fruition for you, not only loving yourself, but then sharing how to do that with others.
Oh, wow, Julie. I don't know if we have enough time to talk about all of the moments that I didn't love myself, but the biggest thing for me is that at the beginning of my life, up until I was around 25 years old, I was a total people pleaser. Like, I was living my life for everyone else, and being a people pleaser directly translates into not truly loving yourself, because you're trying to be someone that you think others are expecting you to be. So the first 25 years of my life, I was just living my life for my parents and my friends and my family and my bosses and all of these things that at the end of the day were not serving me.
And then with that, Paul, how did you get it to a place that you felt like, okay, this isn't serving me. I'm not growing. I don't like my life. I'm too busy trying to put other people before me that I'm not even really diving into me. So when did that shift happen? And I think, because a lot of times people are like, did you just wake up one day and was like, I'm ready to love myself? Like, how was that process for you?
That's a great question. You know, it wasn't something that right now, like when I was 25, I didn't wake up and have that aha moment like you were just referencing. And I really only realized that I had those moments looking back in retrospect. So it was this culmination of events. I had, over the course of my young life, put on around an excess of 75 pounds of weight. And I just like was getting to the point where I was looking in the mirror and I was like, this is not you. Like, this is not you. Not only that, but other factors. Like, I was closeted. I was dating women. I was not speaking my truth. And I was in a job that wasn't serving me. So all of these things were stacking up on my shoulders and making me feel just like I couldn't even breathe. So all of that kind of culminated in this, okay, something's got to change. And really, the first steps I took was getting out of this relationship that wasn't serving me. And within 2 weeks of leaving that relationship, 20 pounds had just fallen off of me of this emotional weight.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. So that was probably the catalyst of you saying, okay, so clearly I'm on the right path here. I know before we got on to this conversation, and I loved that you brought this up, that I asked you, I was like, what do you really feel is the challenge for a lot of people when it comes to, you know, attaining their goals, taking action, really living the life, you know, that they want and creating the business that they want, whatever that is. And you said blaming external circumstances for their problems. This rang so true to me because I, in my own community, I see this happening a lot. And a lot of it just goes back to ownership, lack of responsibility, and really lack of boundaries. So could you touch on that a little bit more and how you see that permeating within our community? And then what would be your advice or just kind of mindful tips that you may have to say, like, if you get to this place where you feel like you're not taking ownership of any of your crap and you're blaming everything or everyone else under the sun, this is what you need to start recognizing.
Oh, Julie, I think that I'm going to have a great, great example of this that probably every single one of your listeners can relate to. You know, when we're like sitting and we're scrolling through Instagram and we're just like, we just uploaded something to our feed and it's not getting any of the likes. And we're just like pointing our fingers at the algorithm saying, what is going on with this algorithm? Like, why is it messing with my life?
Why is it ruining my life?
Yeah. So I think that just sitting in that space and like pointing our fingers out at the algorithm, which yes, is always changing. And sometimes there are those pull your hair out moments. But you know, for me, when that stuff starts happening consistently, like my engagement is going down and all of these things start happening, I'm like, okay, well, I can't control the algorithm, but what can I control within myself? And I really created like this pretty easy to remember strategy just specifically for myself that I've been sharing a lot. And it's called the PAUL strategy. I hope you're ready for an acronym. So
I love a good acronym, Paul.
When you are experiencing any type of external blame or really anything that's involved like fear of judgment or what other people are going to think and all these things, I bring it back to the PAUL strategy. And the first piece of the PAUL strategy is presence. So P is presence. So get present with what's going on. Why are you feeling that way? You know, you might be really caught up with the algorithm because you're looking at other people and you're turning into my favorite word that you use, a comparedashian. And then, you know, you have to get accountable. That's the A in PAUL, accountable. So you have to get accountable with those feelings, hold yourself accountable that those are things that you can control. And then we move into unconditional acceptance, the U in PAUL. Unconditional acceptance is all about just like being okay with the journey. You're learning something from the algorithm. You're learning that maybe the content you're developing isn't what your audience truly resonates with and wants to see. And then finally, it's L for love, because you just got to bring it full circle and love yourself.
My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making 6 and 7 figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers. And you can too. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business. Go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion. My friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support. You need to grow. You need to scale. You need a marketing strategy. You need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff. And it's called This Is Small Business. This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This Is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This Is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show.
I really do think that a lot of it comes back to self-love and a lot of the reasons it was so interesting. I recently did a newsletter about this. When it comes to things like criticism or blaming, it's really coming from this inner, a lot of times this fear, which a lot of times can be shame, you know, this inner shame of you know, childhood stuff and just, you know, the multitude of things that can pile up onto a human being. And I think a lot of times that when we don't really get honest with ourselves and really ask ourselves, what am I so afraid of? You know, why am I so afraid to take ownership? Why am I so afraid to love myself? It can really get down to a lot of the nitty gritty. So I would love to know, because you've explored so much of this and you've not only had to go through this yourself, but I know that you teach others how to start implementing this into their life. What if someone came to you and they were like, Paul, I'm in such a shame spiral, or I am in such a victim spiral right now. And maybe they have been a victim in the past of abuse or whatever that is. Obviously they can seek medical help, professional help in that way. But what are other daily things that you could give someone that is just like, I can't get out of my own way because I cannot face my shadow?
You know, the simplest thing to do, and if you've listened to any other like success entrepreneur podcast, the most successful people do this every single day, is develop a gratitude practice. Just pulling in things that you're grateful for. And I like to dig a little bit deeper because, you know, the words gratitude gets thrown around daily and it's like, well, I don't feel like I have anything to be grateful for. Totally, I get it. There are really rough days and people who are experiencing really, really painful things in their life. But instead of thinking of it as gratitude, I like to think of it as like awesomeness, like something awesome that happened in your life. So it might not be you having like an amazing breakthrough with a client or something like that, but it might be something as simple as like looking up and seeing a beautiful cloud. That can be awesome. And if we bring it into those beautiful things that are happening in our lives, it starts to push away the negative and helps us reshape what's going on internally to then affect what's going on externally.
I love that. I want to talk about some mistakes for a moment, because you shared a really honest mistake that I think a lot of people could relate to when we were talking before. And again, this to me, this goes back to that self-love piece, right? I asked you what was a mistake that you had made in your business and how did you recover? And I want you to kind of share the story, but to kick it off, I know that you hired a coach and then you made the mistake of keeping that investment from your husband. So share with us what happened there.
Well, Julie, you know, the old me would totally be blaming you because I heard this coach on the Influencer Podcast. But you know, so I hired a coach and I'm really, really grateful that I did. I would never, ever take back that investment. But I was so terrified of what my husband would say about the investment that I made because it was expensive. Mm-hmm. But I was at this point where I knew that I couldn't do the work within myself any longer. I needed an external source to support me, who I looked up to and who was doing what I wanted to do. So I did this and I kept this secret for the entire length of the program. So I kept the secret for 3 months and it all blew up in my face when I realized that I wanted to invest in the next level of his program. Mm-hmm. And I had to get my husband's buy-in. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting down and I'm like, I haven't been honest with you. And it was such a blowout. It was the most horrible thing that I've ever been through, you know, because then that eliminates like a piece of trust. And he's like, why didn't you tell me? And I was like, well, I was nervous because you would have said no. And he's like, what makes you think that I would have said no? So right in that moment, I realized that the stories that I'm telling myself about how not only he's going to react, but everyone around me that didn't serve me when I was a young boy are still creeping in and not serving me as an adult who's running a business. Mm. So from that point on, no, the hard part for me is like, I don't want to have to sit and ask for my husband's permission to make investments in myself. I think that that isn't really living by the code and that I want to live as just like a self-empowered entrepreneur. But at the same time, I think it's important to, if you have a partner who might be used to using a working at a 9-to-5 and have that consistent income, and maybe you're just starting, to involve them more than you feel comfortable, because that discomfort has nothing to do with them. It has everything to do with you. So as an entrepreneur, and I'm sure you can agree, like it's always about like pushing yourself to these like new heights and out of these into these new things.
I love that. And I love how you mentioned, because I want to dive into this more, of you want to get to a place where you don't have to ask the permission of someone else for you to step into your brilliance, for you to step into your empowerment. I think that is so huge. And I know that for so many of those listening, that is going to be like a major thing, because I hear that a lot, right? I have a lot of free tools like this podcast, but I also have programs and courses and that sort of thing. And so many times I hear that from people, well, I really want to do this, but I have to ask my husband, or I have to ask my mom, or I have to ask fill in the blank, right? Like if it's okay. And what I always kind of think to myself when that happens is like, man, the whole purpose of this opportunity, of this program, of this course, of whatever it is that I'm offering, is to get you to a place where you don't have to ask that permission, right? And so I love that you shared that, because I think that that's just honest. And I think that a lot of people go through that. I want to kind of dive into investing in yourself for a moment. Because you were terrified, obviously you kept it from your husband. When you took that, you know, that leap, if you will, and you just had the faith that the net was going to catch you, what were some of the results that you got? And when I say results, I don't always mean like quantitative, like how much money did you make and da 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 da. What were some of the results that you got in your confidence, in your, and you overcoming that powerlessness piece, things of those natures? Because I think that a lot of times, again, the fear keeps people, and the lack of self-love keeps people from taking that leap and really having the faith that the net is going to catch them.
Yeah, that's a great question. So when I did all of this, and really this program helped me step out of my past job and step into being the light of self-love that I am today. And what was really powerful for me is, even after the program and stepping into that full communication with my husband, it helped me realize that I had nothing to be scared of, especially if I was speaking my truth, really living in my purpose, that the fear is just an external source that has nothing to do with me internally. So some things that I can like measure, I'd really just love to share a client story because my experience helped move him through some similar experiences. So I started working with this guy and he came to me and he was set in this poverty mindset. He was set in the scarcity. He was so terrified to look at his finances because it was easier for him to ignore it. Just like it was easier for me to ignore the fact that I needed to involve my husband in massive financial decisions. So we decided to move forward into the program. And at the time he came to me, he was a struggling entrepreneur. And we worked through this limiting mindset to the point where he came on with only 4 clients in his business. And he had the goal of making 30 clients come to his business. And my program is 90 days. And within the first 60 days, he had almost reached that goal. And not only that, he had started to be able to say no to things. So this was really powerful for me because I just love the breakthrough. I love getting the clients to come to me and being like, oh my goodness, you've changed my life. And for me to be able to turn around and say, guess what? You changed your own life by making the investment in yourself. And it's just like, oh, wow, it's like this, oh, I have complete control over everything in my life. I just have to make the decision to say yes to me.
That's so amazing. I mean, that's, I really hope people like just take that in. Yeah. Cause I love just all the things that we're touching on here is, you know, you've like the importance of communication, the importance of faith, the importance of belief, the importance of, you know, not falling into the lack of ownership, right? The importance of empowerment. And it really does come back to that self-love piece. Mm. I would love for you to share with us, you know, now that you've been kind of going through this for the last few years, what does your life and your business look like today? How do you show up and serve? Obviously it's going to be vastly different than how it was from the journey that you went on, but where has all of this brought you to now?
Well, my biggest piece, I love showing up on Instagram. I love showing up on stories. And really my mission, and I just set this intention a few days ago on my stories in 2019, is to share every piece of my journey, the good, the bad, the ugly, and really to break it down for people. Because I still think that especially as a quote unquote coach in the online space, like there are so many coaches, like what's the difference between me and the other one that you started following on Instagram? Like, there's so much smoke and mirrors that comes up in our life and in the world that is social media, that it's my mission to break that down. Like, I love sharing how I pitch these podcasts. I love sharing how I so successfully have grown at a quick pace, because really at the end of the day, it's just by being me. And that is the most powerful thing that I get to do every single day, is show up as myself, mm-hmm. cry, laugh, dance, like, you know, eat chocolate and, you know, like all these things that people love to limit themselves. And it's just like, if it feels good, the not doing it is going to be more of a disservice than doing it.
And I want to know, because that piece of like the disservice of not doing it, what comes up for me when I'm hearing you say all of this is confidence, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you have the confidence to step into this. You have the confidence to cry, to laugh, to, you know, to have all of the emotions and to see them all as a gift and to kind of use them into the work that you're doing. So mm-hmm. for someone out there who may not feel like, well, I don't have that confidence, you know, I can't be like Paul because I don't have his confidence. What would you say to them?
Well, the first step is getting rid of that limiting belief and just putting one foot in front of the other. So I get it. It's terrifying. It's terrifying to look in the mirror and be like, whoa, I don't even know who that person is. And that's really like the definition of self-love in itself, is devotion to your individuality. We see so many cookie cutters in this day and age. And it's really like, What makes you special is that you are you. So try to embrace that. See what it feels like. If it makes you want to throw up, yes, feel that feeling, because that is what real life is. Like, that's when we have these breakthroughs of just experiencing life to the fullest. And I would just encourage anyone who's listening to this podcast being like, oh my goodness, I cannot, I don't even know how Paul does it. Also realize that I'm 34 years old, and for the first 25, almost 27 years of my life, I was exactly where you were. So it takes time, and that's okay. Like, if it might just be like you talking into the camera on Instagram, I have a lot of people who are like, I'm scared of turning the camera on my face. Just talk. We want to hear you. We want to see you.
I like that. So we want to see you. I think that that's so important, because it really does come back down to that need of wanting to be seen and heard, right?
Yeah.
So Paul, can you tell us what you have going on now business-wise? I know that you have felt called to help and serve other people out there that may have felt like you did at one time. So share with us how you do that.
Yeah. So my mission statement, really my true core virtue, is to empower and inspire all humans to love themselves just a little bit more, because through that, there would be less self-loathing and less hatred in the world. So I've developed a few different things that I really want to have put out into the world. And I started with my group coaching program called the Self-Love Diet. And just a little bit about the title, because I know that word diet can be a little bit triggering for some. The word diet, in its core definition, is just habitual nourishment. So over the course of 12 weeks, I am teaching people how to habitually nourish the devotion to their individuality. And that's through an 8-week online course, group coaching calls with me, and a secret Facebook group where everyone who's going through the program gets to feel not alone, because that's where we get stuck. We get stuck thinking that we're the only ones that don't have confidence, that me as this self-love entity, I'm the person who is singularly feeling great about myself when everyone else is feeling the same way. So it's just like we get caught up in feeling that we're alone. So my mission is to empower people to know that you are not alone. So that's within my group coaching program, and that has been so powerful for me. However, because of the investment that you have to make to be a part of this program, I was getting a lot of people saying no, and it was really painful for me, because at the end of the day, my mission is really, like I said, to help every single person. So I do that via stories, and I do that via my brand new YouTube show called The Road to Self-Love. But I just recently launched something called Self-Love on Demand, which I'm really excited about. And it is a community, a virtual community, that we come together every month, and I host a workshop or a mastermind with someone in like a space outside of mine, or I've been starting to do like kind of like hot seat coaching calls, all within this community where you can come together, and it's a monthly subscription. So it's less than you pay for your cell phone. So less than you pay to scroll through Instagram and torture yourself about, you know, comparing yourself to all these people. And it's really beautiful because I'm able to not only support so many more people, but I also have a one-for-one membership. So basically, when you sign up, you're allowing someone else to join who cannot afford to be a part of it, because it's just so powerful for me. And like you said before, it's not about the money for me. The money is just the added blessing from the universe showing me that I'm on the right path.
I love that. And I love the one-for-one. I think that that's amazing. Where can people learn more about that?
Yeah. So you just go to my website, paulfishman.love. So it's my first name, Paul, like, and then my last name, fish, like the things that swim in the sea, man, like me.love.
Amazing. Yeah. So I want to talk about pitching for a moment, because you're great at it. It's kind of how you get on this podcast. And I know that you've been on a lot of other podcasts sharing your services and your journey and your life story. So I would love if you would share with the listeners how you pitch. What is that unique angle that you use that gets people like me excited to have you on this show?
So, Julie, my just key is video, 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 video. That's how I get all of my clients who come to me because I just always am on video. I use it. So it only took, I think that your pitch was like 91 seconds, and it's just me showing up as my authentic self and showing a deeper part of me, because it's so easy to write an email, but it's also easier to ignore an email. So if you are looking, if you have this like push and you're just like, I want to pitch Julie, or I want to pitch whoever, whatever podcast is, show up on video and hone in on what it is. But here's the bigger piece. I could just create one blanket pitch, right? And I could just send it out to everyone on video. But guess what? I got super personal. I made sure that I knew the audience I was pitching. I used your name, right? So if I just cannot express enough how important doing your research and getting creative and just like pushing yourself. It actually took me around, I'd say 3 months to push myself to actually do this pitch. So it's just that's what. Everything happens when it's supposed to, but to sum it all up, video.
And I love that you didn't let the fear, it's like, you know, you're like 3 months, right? Because a lot of people, it's all about that quick and fast, like, oh, it didn't work. Like I sent one pitch out to one person. They never responded. I guess I'm just not good at this. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, yeah. You got to think of other ways and not give up. So I love that.
Right. And Julie, I pitched I sent out 5 videos the day that I sent yours, and you're the only one that's responded. So like, there's going to be rejection, or people are still not going to open it, you know?
Right. Right. But for every 5, you could get one.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It's not too shabby. So Paul, where can people, start to follow you, find you? Of course, thank you. You offered the link earlier for your products and services, but on social as well. If they just want, I love your Instagram stories. I love your Instagram feed. I just think that it's so inspiring. It's positive. It's upbeat. If anyone's ever having a crappy day and they're just like getting down to the self-criticism, just going to your page is such a good antidote for that. So I would love if you would share where people can find you and connect with you today after this podcast episode.
Yeah. So my Instagram is at Paul Fishman. So it's my first and last name. And on all social media, I'm at Paul Fishman. So it's super easy. I got in quick and when everything launched and swooped that up. I also have a free Facebook community called Self-Love is the Best Medicine. And you can just search Self-Love is the Best Medicine on Facebook and request to join. And I would love to know in the questions that I ask when you join that you heard me here on the Influencer Podcast.
Love that. Well, thank you so much, Paul, for coming on today, for being an avid listener for the last few years that we've been on. I'd love to know more about your journey and to know that this podcast has helped you connect to other inspiring people and coaches and that sort of thing. And that now you're on today. See, full circle. Wow. I love how that happened.
I mean, yes, same.
That's amazing. Thank you. Wanting even more influencer podcast goodness and to connect with like-minded influencers? Join our Facebook community for daily tips on how to up-level your business and chat with myself and other listeners. All you gotta do is visit facebook.com/groups/ The Influencer Podcast to be a part of this wonderful community.
Are you ready to create your own industry-leading influence? For show notes, downloads, and action-based tips, head to www.theinfluencerpodcast.com, where you can find out more about this week's episode, guest, and our host, Julie Solomon. If you enjoyed this week's episode, please take a minute to go to iTunes and leave a review so we can help other influencers like yourself build their own successful business.